Before starting today's episode, everyone, we have a special guest. Please say hello to Shale.
Hello, everyone. How are you doing?
Thank you so much for coming up here, Shale.
It's okay. I'm having a wonderful time.
Yeah, I see you're still a golem. You're still as rocky as ever.
Oh, I'm so rocky.
Yeah, you're rocking it.
It has funny jokes.
So, I believe you came down here, or came up here, into here, with a message. Is that correct?
I did. I was going to share news. That the other two people from Ferelden have shared about.
Okay.
Audible.
Ooh, okay, great, perfect. Yeah, tell us all about Audible.
Well, Audible is a place where I hear stories from a voice, a disembodied voice.
That's incredible. You know, our listeners do the same thing. Well, they're doing the same thing right now to you and me.
But I'm a person.
Yeah, well, we can talk about it later.
I've heard lots of great stories. There was one called The Golem of Hollywood.
Okay.
A great suspenseful tale. I quite liked it.
Oh, yes?
I didn't have enough pigeon squeezing, though.
Oh, okay. Maybe we could find more books that do have that.
Yes.
So if our listeners wanted to also experience this book for themselves, what could they do?
You could sign up at enchantmentcast.com.
That is correct, Shale. You're doing great, sweetie.
/audible.
Perfect.
And you could get 30-day free trial.
That is absolutely correct.
Oh, my.
You couldn't have said it any better.
I'm so proud of myself.
I said, you know, you should be a podcaster, Shale.
I should, shouldn't
I? I also have another question for you, just while we're here doing this interview.
Yes.
So, why are you in an echo chamber, but not me?
I can answer that.
Hi, and welcome to Enchantment, a Dragon Age Let's Play podcast. I'm Manny.
And I'm Brandon.
And this is episode what? 110.
Oh, excuse me?
Episode 110.
I said OR-110.
OR-110.
Yes. Manny.
Yes.
I'm so happy to be here today.
Oh, you know what? Every day you should be happy to be here, because we are alive. And
yeah.
We're here, we're breathing.
Every day.
We're amongst friends. Every day's a gift. Everyone out there, hug your friends, hug your family, hug yourself.
If you're with them.
If you're with them. Don't hug a stranger, because that's assault.
That's not assault.
Well, that's
I mean, as long as it's consensual.
If it's consensual, hug the stranger.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Why?
Because what if the stranger's like, yeah, I want a hug.
Okay, assess the feeling of the room.
Like, because if I see, when I'm walking in the city to my job, I'm not hugging a single fucking soul that I pass by.
I hugged a stranger because we almost got into an accident.
And were they, like, stopped and...
We both stopped and checked our cars to make sure they were okay, and I said, I'm glad you're okay. And we hugged each other, and I said, I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Oh, see, everyone do that. Everyone almost get an act. No, don't do that. So, yes, speaking of accidents, so this is Awakening. We've been through...
Are you comparing Awakening to an accident?
No, but I was going to mention this about the accidents that have happened up till now.
Oh my god, no, those aren't accidents. Those are consequences for our actions.
Mistakes. Are mistakes different from accidents?
Yes.
Okay, there you go.
Well, an accident is just a big mistake.
Well, Manny, what's happened up till now?
We went to, Cal Hero.
Yeah.
And, we have our friend, what the hell's her name?
Sigrun,
yes, and we defeated, a bevy of broodmothers.
Yes, all by just dropping a single chandelier.
Yes, you know what, it was conveniently placed.
It was.
It was like Phantom of the Opera, if anyone's seen it on Broadway, when the chandelier comes down. I'm just imagining the chandelier coming down with a like Viandrea wearing a half mask, just with a giant cape running around.
All the brewers are like, with the tentacles flying up and down.
Yeah.
Yes. So the latest thing we've done is accept Sigrun onto our team. We met the mother. Who's some crazy brood mother.
Oh my god.
With a human body. And
she got like 12 tetas.
She got dos tetas.
Dos tetas. Not, you all want to say dos tetas, which is just two tetas,
no,
which is just normal.
That's just a normal person, Brandon. I'm that unfamiliar with the female body. Like, this woman had two
boobs. We are that gay.
It was crazy. And she, all of them had areolas and nipples.
Yeah,
nipples. Which is like a lot.
I will say though, the first, the normal ones, the top row.
Yeah.
Standard areolas, standard nipples.
They were basically regular boobs, which yes. makes it weird.
As they go further down below, they're kind of just like massive.
They get fatter and fatter. I mean, you know brood mothers. That's how they are. And then they're droopy and they're basically just the body.
Yes. Would you... I'm not going to go where I was going to go with that. I was going to say, do you think you
could, like... no.
I was like, do you think you could, like, go underwater and use it as a blanket?
Manny, why would anyone ever do that?
I don't know. If you were Darkspawn, maybe he's like, oh, I'm cold, coming. And okay, then just drop it.
We're done here. And then we almost got assassinated.
Oh, yes. Yeah. We almost got assassinated. We had some people pissed off at us. Mm-hmm. There was a woman with a tiny mouth and is completely evil.
And he had a good arm.
Oh, my God. I feel like the tinier... And like in like fiction, the tinier your mouth is, the more satanic and evil you could be.
I mean, I don't even know that it's like not only was it tiny, but it was puckered.
It was like,
and she had such sharp features.
It was like, have you ever noticed Princess Peach's lips?
No.
Oh my God, they're always puckered, and they're always like this, but they're pink, so she's not evil. If Princess Peach had black lipstick,
because this woman used literal black lipstick.
I like where? Where did
where did they find her?
Where's the makeup department?
She's a Bond. She's like nobility.
Do you think she goes like in front of a mirror and just does her evil makeup?
Black makeup and like sharp contour.
She's like, I'm ready to be prejudiced today.
So that happened. And then that leaves us where we are now. So we've just kind of settled down everything from our almost being assassinated, but we're ready to continue on with our tasks, which takes us to the Black Marsh. We had three main quests, right? Mm-hmm. We went to Valana's place, and we knew that there were merchants being killed, and we ended up being kidnapped by the architect. Then we went to Cal Hirol, where we met the Lost, and and he had his big golem that we defeated. And now we have our last of these kind of trio of quests, which is to go to the Black Marsh and find out what's up with Kristoff. All right, we gotta go to Black Marsh because that's where Kristoff is.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we can find Sven and he'll lead us over to there.
Sven and Olaf, we have to return his cheese knife.
Wait, there's a random encounter? I thought there weren't random encounters
in
this.
Oh no, there were random encounters.
There were?
There were, yes. Oh my God.
What?
I just got news about the runtime of Avengers Endgame.
Is it long?
It's 3 hours and 2 minutes.
Oh my God, Marvel!
I watch every moment. Ugh. I kind of like that. Because I know I'm not being gypped for content.
No, it's because they had way too much to put into one movie. Yeah. And they were like, we just have to lengthen it. I just remembered, last time, there was an assassination attempt against us.
What? Oh, yes! Yeah.
And then what's-his-name just lifted up his hand and got shot in the fucking palm.
He's fine. He's fine. Because he's that badass.
Walking in a tunnel. Oh, look, there's an owl. And
this truly is a black marsh.
What the hell's happening there? Is that a wolf?
He's just, like, eating a rock.
We arrive at the Black Marsh.
Yeah.
How do we describe it? It's very creepy looking. It has like dead trees. It's dark. Does daylight come here?
I don't think it does. I think that it's perpetually nighttime here. Because it's literally just like dark, like foggy, wicked trees.
And there's just a level of eeriness. Like, yes. Yeah.
And it just looks moist because it's a marsh. So like, there's like swamp water everywhere.
I feel like every time I take a step, it goes like...
Exactly. And there's just like a dead carcass on the ground being eaten by a wolf. But from the vantage point that we see from the opening cinematic, it looks like he's just eating a rock.
Yes.
It's like, I don't know, whatever's wrong with these animals. They're like,
oh God, this place is a shithole.
There's even an owl on a tree.
But there, you know.
That's how you know.
Yeah, well, anytime there's an owl on a tree anywhere, you know you're going to a fucked up place.
Yeah.
Because I'm just going to bring this up.
Okay.
Have you ever seen an owl in the wild, like, frequently?
I don't know if I've ever been somewhere where owls are, like, a habitat, like an owl habitat.
I feel like if an owl or vulture are on tree branches, you know you should turn around.
Well, if there's a vulture, you know you're about to die.
Yes, because there's death around.
That's just, like, the imagery.
Yes.
Are you a vulture?
There also is a, it seems like a structure in the distance.
Yeah, it looks like a house.
You know what it looks like?
What?
Because, like, you'd think it would look like a haunted mansion kind of looking thing with the environment. But it
that's what it's supposed to
it
be.
It looks like a Floridian house. Like a Spanish-style house. Like, can you imagine? Like, the roof looks like one of those, like, weird half-circle tiles. And it has, like, I feel like if it was daytime, it'd be gray and orange. Or, like a beige and orange kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, you could pluck that out. And
it looks like it came out of one of those neighborhoods where all the houses look the same. From, like, overhead, you know?
Uh-huh.
The ones where you have to have, like, regulated length of your grass.
Yes.
Like, that's what it looks like.
I'm telling you, it looks like a house from Florida where it's all kind of Spanish style. And the grass hurts.
And it's in a swamp.
And it's a... This is Florida. We're in Florida. We are in Florida. My God. And like, the grass probably hurts when you step on it. Have you ever stepped on Floridian grass?
I guess I have.
Have you ever stepped on it barefoot?
No.
Oh my God, how hard it is. It's like when you step on grass here up north in New York.
Okay.
It feels like, you know, it's like, it's light and it's like, it's kind of refreshing sometimes.
Okay, yeah.
Like, I feel like I'm stepping on daggers in Florida.
Why? Is it because of the heat?
I think it's because of how thick the grass is there.
That's... intriguing.
It like I went to my uncle's house in Florida and it hurt. I was like, why? who wants to be on here?
So that's where Viandrea is.
Yes.
Beware, the black marsh is haunted. It's just on a sign. Beware, the black marsh is haunted.
Well, thank you.
This is so superstitious. Who put this here? The government?
It's a warning.
Did just like a random person put this here?
3 miles ahead is a freaking Wendy's.
Beware, the black marsh is haunted. I just imagine there's some governing body that was like, we must install a sign in the black marsh for all who visit.
Oh my God.
Is there like, is there some civil engineer design? Okay. Uh-oh. Don't get the rash fine.
The black marsh.
Oh, they were eating a cow. Oh, wow. Well, this looks like Red Dead Redemption.
The black marsh is really cool and really haunted. Sure, Jared.
It's really haunted, and he thinks I'm really cool.
Sure, Jared.
Sure, Jared. That's all I know.
So far, it's not haunted. There's just blight wolves.
There's gonna be ghosts somewhere. Oh my God, this looks like the entrance to the Haunted Mansion ride.
This marsh has no windows and no doors. That's true. So far, we have not seen any windows or doors.
Which always needs this chilling challenge.
All right, let's be bees.
But no, bees can't sting ghosts.
Oh shit, you're right.
Oh shit, wait, that might be a problem.
Bees can't sting ghosts. No, Viandrea's weakness. Maybe that's why people don't like her. A, she's a mage. B, she's a legion. C, she's an elf. And D, she's bees. So you know what? I'm not surprised people don't like her. We finally make it to the Floridian home.
Oh my God, and remember... It's haunted by government.
Yeah, decree.
Decree. This place is haunted. I wish. Well, since in our world, ghosts are not proven to be real.
Okay, thank you for the disclaimer.
Oh, sorry, everyone. Even though I'm terrified of the idea of ghosts.
You don't believe in them?
It's not that I don't believe in them. No, I feel like I'm in the middle.
Well, I can attest that I've definitely been ghosted before.
Oh, I'm so sorry, babe. I'm so sorry, you shouldn't be ever ghosted.
Thank you. It's fine, I posted revenge porn.
Oh, perfect, you know what, that's yeah. Fine. That's the correct time.
Yes, thank
to
you.
To use revenge
porn. But we make it to the Floridian home, mm-hmm. And it's much bigger than just the Floridian home. That's kind of just one area, but it's actually an entire Floridian mansion.
It's
the Grand Floridian.
Aha! It's more like a Floridian village, because there's little dilapidated, like, little stone areas.
Yeah, it's all in, like, ruins.
Yeah.
But it does look like a Floridian village. Like, even the mansion has the same color scheme of this, like, Spanish-style homes in Florida.
Which is weird that, like, Florida's not... Like, Floridian homes... The Spanish-style homes are not only found in Florida, but they're just... they are... There's a lot
there's
of
them. There's a lot of them in Florida. But it's also, like, it does kind of look like the Grand Floridian.
It does. Oh, no, the Grand Floridian. The Grand, does it look like, whatever.
The Grand Floridian is a resort in Disney World, by the way, for anyone who doesn't know.
It is outside the Magic Kingdom.
And there's a big lake, like marsh in front of it.
Oh my God. Finally. We've been saying it at the end of every episode to enjoy your stay at Disney's Magic Kingdom, and now we've made it
to Disney World for a stay at the Grand Floridian.
And what a dump it is.
It is. I mean, we walk right in, and there's just like a dead carcass on the ground.
That's just a tourist.
Oh, is this like a mansion? This is bigger than we
this
thought.
This is actually... I'm kind of into it.
This is aesthetically pleasing. I do love...
Ooh. Ooh.
Clearly, there are dark spawn in this marsh, as well as one who has been hunting them.
Yeah, she needs new clothes. Okay, so there's dark spawn here, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Oh, we're fighting.
But no. The dark spawn's dead, which we know the dark spawn are fighting each other.
I do love this kind of imagery.
This, like, wickedness?
I love, that's my favorite kind of imagery. Like,
really?
Spooky, wicked, I don't know why. That's why I love Haunted Mansion. The Haunted Mansion is my favorite ride in all of Disney.
Is it?
In all of Disney World, Haunted Mansion is my favorite ride.
You know what I don't like about Haunted Mansion?
What?
It has nothing to do with the ride. It's that the Fast Pass line joins with the regular line.
Oh, it's awful.
So early.
It's so awful.
Newer rides have gotten better at that.
Yeah.
But what were you saying?
Because I do have an interest in, like, cheap ass carnival haunted houses.
Really?
I do. I find them so interesting.
Ooh, look, a hidden clue.
Ooh, oh my God, it's gonna be like Scooby-Doo.
Holy shit, I can't read that.
Her burning love lights his... How are we supposed to read that?
Something lifts a wary head and sees her burning love... Are we gonna have to solve a puzzle using, like, clues we can't even read? We get these really awful clues on the ground that are part of a side quest that was never initiated.
Yeah, like, we read it, and how we try to read it, it kind of just goes across the screen, like, in one line.
Yeah, it's like the same font where it would say, like, needs a key, like, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Except it's an entire, like paragraph. All just in one horizontal line that extends to both sides of the screen.
So basically, we just get, like, the middle part.
The, like, exact middle of whatever this paragraph is. thankfully, this isn't important. So we continue onward. Is Maleficent here?
Hello!
Tears in the Veil. Oh, it's a tear in the veil. Tears in the Veil.
Tears in the Veil. That sounds like a novel.
Oh, to me, it sounded like a really edgy song.
Tears in the Veil!
That's kind of deep. It's like crying yourself to sleep. Because you dream in the veil. So in the face, it's like tears in the veil. All right. Well, there's a veil tear.
Are you insane?
Does that mean there are spirits and demons?
Did you not read the sign when we came in here?
That's true.
I told you for a reason.
Uh-oh. Is this another dead darkspawn?
No.
But do you think that's the mother's darkspawn or the architect's darkspawn?
Oh, God. It's like a civil war.
That's fine. They can civil war. Oh, Kristoff's camp, but it has not been used for days.
Oh, shit. I love my baby Greninja.
All right, let's see what's happening.
Kristoff is dead! What the fuck, Kristoff?
We make it to an area where there's a dead body, and it says Kristoff.
So Kristoff's dead.
Kristoff's dead.
What am I doing now?
Not even the joy of Manny's Greninja can soothe our sadness.
Listen, I've been worried sick about Kristoff.
Okay, have you?
No. But let's pretend
I
was.
We saved this quest for last.
We did. Because you know what? I trust that Kristoff can defend himself.
And then look what happened.
And look what happened. You have to help people, everyone.
I don't know where that came from. Is that relevant?
I don't know.
So yes, Kristoff's on the ground dead. And then you see a darkspawn just like perched up in a tree.
I hate these darkspawn.
The smart ones.
I it's not because they speak.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, their design is scary.
Oh.
Like, their face, it's just like a skull face.
Yeah, it's like a skull with no nose. And like a Joker smile. And he has like, he looks like that. He's wearing the outfit of Little Edie from Grey Gardens if she was going to the battle.
Oh, but have we mentioned Grey Gardens on this?
I don't know.
Oh my god, I feel like we have to at least explain.
But he has like chainmail covering his like the top of his head.
I'm pretty sure he could take off the skirt and use it as a cape.
Exactly.
He's got pantyhose over the pants underneath the skirt.
If you're familiar with Grey Gardens, it's you might understand that. But anyway,
yeah.
So he comes out of the bushes and a bunch of darkspawn come out and he basically gloats at us that he killed Kristoff.
Down and then no one reacted. What just happened?
Yes. That is your Grey Warden.
You kill him.
She's not phased. Oh wait, I love this vision.
Yeah, she's like looking from the side of it.
That in time you would come.
It's a trap. We are all fools for falling into it.
Yeah.
And the mother, she was right. The mother.
Yep, they're with the mother.
She reminds me of like a different, like a villain, like a monster from a different game.
Who is this mother? Oh, we don't know the mother. We've heard of the mother.
Yeah.
We know the mother as the audience.
Yeah.
So who is this mother?
The mother is she that sent me.
He has no name.
She that wished you to come to hear this place. Here before you is the first. And I am bringing to you
a message. Your name the first?
The mother, she is not permitting you to further his plan, whether this you know or not. So she is sending you a gift.
So this guy, he's named the first. First there was the Lost, and now there's the First.
What the fuck? Like, they can't just have, like, a normal name, like George?
No, they're always the something.
The
they don't
something.
Have names.
They're like Time the architect, Lords.
The Mother. Sakes. The First. The Lost. The...
The Doctor.
Wasn't there? Exactly. And so, he's like, I came with a gift from the Mother. And he extends his palm, and nothing happens. And then eventually something happens. So he, like, extends his palm, and, like, a big, like, green ball of energy appears, and starts to suck us all in.
What were you expecting? Like a little present box?
Yes!
I have a gift. Okay. And it has like a... It's like a little bow. And it's a beautiful box. And they open it up. It's like, I don't know. What would the mother give?
Probably
up?
A bomb. It's a bomb.
It's a... They're bombs. But yes, we get sucked into whatever you said.
We get sucked into somewhere. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a mime? Oh, there it is. Oh no. What's happening? That is not a good gift. I don't want this gift.
Are we gonna be able to go through the shit?
Are we in the fade? Do you think we're gonna be in the fade?
It's haunted, Brandon!
Oh no! I think we're gonna be in the fade. Whenever there's green smoke, and the veil is teared here!
I was so excited for this damn place because I thought we were going to be able to go inside a haunted house.
Well, maybe it's not going to be as bad because by now, you know, this is a DLC. You know, they had critical reception.
Oh!
Oh, we're in the fade!
Look where we are!
Well, this is unfortunate.
We are back in this fucking place.
We are in
Brandon,
the fade.
Brandon.
Yeah.
If we... had to pay for this? If I had to pay for this? If I had to be...
I mean, we did pay for it.
We did pay for
we
it.
We just bought it
you know what,
with the original game.
We paid it as if it were the complete experience. Okay. Not as if this was 2008 and I bought an extra thing for Dragon... 2010 and buy this for Dragon Age Origins. Brandon, no. No, I am angry. I'm angry that I'm back in this bullshit
but
place.
But it's different.
Oh, it's different. It's different.
Because this time we're not asleep.
Oh.
We were brought there by a bomb. And now...
It doesn't matter how we get there. It matters that we're there. This is not like Return to Oz, that Dorothy ends up in Oz through a fucking river instead of a tornado this time.
It sounds like that's exactly what it's like.
That's true.
Because Oz isn't different, is it?
Well, Oz is... Well, you've seen clips of Return to Oz.
Yeah, it seems darker.
Yes.
But anyway, no, we're in the fade. But it's not just us, because... This little vortex bomb of fadeness not only took us and our friends, but also the first and his friends.
I thought the way you were going to say it, I thought you'd be like, it's like, not only did it take our friends, but we also have another little friend with us.
Oh, well that, yeah. I mean, that's the same thing. We have the first.
We have come to the fade as well. It cannot
be. You didn't expect to be here too? You were the first in your class.
I say that. Say that, please.
You weren't first in your class, I take it.
The mother.
Oh, there's our friends.
Deceived me. I am betrayed.
Well, great.
can never trust my mother either.
Oh, I am being trapped in the Fade with you. Oh, I am the fool.
Wait a minute.
What?
Is this motherfucker gonna be our friend?
No, that would be weird.
Imagine we could have a Darkspawn companion. I would honestly want it, because that's something new.
So should we say, then help me get back, and we take revenge together?
Yes.
This is so weird.
Please say
it. I feel like he smells.
The Grey Warden is wishing help from the first. Do not be making me laugh.
Do not be making
me laugh. I will be leaving
to
the children. I will be finding my own path.
Okay, don't say I didn't ask. Don't say I didn't offer.
To the mother.
I didn't kill you. I could have killed you right now. So the first is also in the Fade, and he's surprised. He didn't realize he would be brought here too.
How the turntables.
Yeah. And we offer him to join us and find our way out, but he isn't having it. And Manny thought this was like the start of something, right?
I thought that he was going to be part of our team and be like, hey, you failed, but you know what? You haven't failed being a friend. You could be a friend to us.
Sure. That would have been really cool, like, if we had a Darkspawn companion.
And that would just be so, so different. Yeah, I would have been
now's
like,
the time to do
you
it.
You know what?
If not now, then when?
Yeah, going into the Fade now is worth something. And now that we have a Darkspawn friend, we could talk to people. We could spy on the Darkspawn. We could have a Darkspawn spy.
Ooh, that'd be so cool.
Oh, my God. It would have been fantastic. But no. Though it kind of would have been, oh, my God. The Andrea's, like, reputation would go even worse.
And she's be friends like, with the Darkspawn.
She fucking talks to Darkspawns. She's a fucking elf. Yeah. She hates how she killed the village.
She's bees.
This bitch is Satan, basically.
I mean, they hate her enough. Why not befriend a Darkspawn?
Exactly.
If he's a tactical help.
I'm just imagining her on Mori, like, while, like, the rest of the people boo her. Like, boo, she's like, whatever.
Yeah, Andrea is kind of like Leslie Knope.
She
does all that she can for Amaranthine, and they do nothing but hate her.
That's
for
true.
What she is.
That
what
is true. Does. She is the Leslie Knope.
But so the first refuses our help, and he sicks his Darkspawn on us and walks away. So once we kill them, we kind of have to travel through the Fade without him.
We do stumble across a woman sitting by the beautiful water of the Fade in a strange, like, paint me like one of your French girls pose. Like, and if for any of those of you who do not know that reference, that is a reference to Titanic, where you lay down on your side fully nude. And you want to be painted like one of Leonardo DiCaprio's
French
girls.
Like leaning on your, like, kind of elbow and head in your hand kind of thing.
Yes.
And she, and she's just, like, yelling. But with, like, no emotion. She's just yelling in that position.
I don't.
Is she posing for, like, one of my French girls?
Please, my lady, have mercy.
What?
No, no.
What's happening?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Village, are you okay?
I am most sorry, Miss.
After we have this short run-in with this woman screaming without emoting.
It's so weird because, like, her face is not really doing anything either. She's just, like, she's just laying down like she's so calm. And she's just going like, ah, help me, please. And it's like, what do you want? It's like, you know what? We help those who can help themselves.
Yeah. And then after that, she's like, I'm so sorry, mistress. So very cryptic. And then we eventually continue on, and in the Fade, there's this little, like, house, this, like, shack by the water, and there's a woman mourning at a single grave in the ground who we address, and she actually talks to us.
Hi.
You.
You're not
a spirit like everyone else.
How'd you get here? You're just
How
a person?
How did you get here?
She's probably dead.
I could ask you the same question.
This is where my grandfather's ashes are buried.
In
I
the
come
Fade?
To visit him often. He was the last person to stay in Black Marsh. Once he passed, there was nobody left in the village who remembered.
You know this is the Fade, right?
This? Of course I know that. This isn't... Oh, no. They've come back.
Uh-oh.
Quick, come hide in the crypt.
What? Do you live here? What the... Do you just come to the Fade?
So this woman, apparently her grandfather's ashes are buried in the Fade?
It makes no sense. Well, unless it's like... like Once Upon a Time or Coco.
How?
Well, like Once Upon a Time, like this could be like the fade could be like the like purgatory. Like
the underworld,
and then they have to move on to another.
So like she literally can physically visit her grandfather.
Yeah.
I don't believe that's the case.
She can never see your grandfather because this is as far as you can go until you actually die.
Yes.
And have no one finish
business.
And
then there's a restriction that's lifted and then you can go to different parts of the fade.
Yeah.
Certainly. Yeah, so then the Darkspawn come and she's like, they're coming into the crypt! And she runs into the crypt.
She runs, like, literally into the crypt. She doesn't open the door.
You know, she literally runs at the door of the crypt. And then, after we defeat some Darkspawn, we follow her in, and her tune changes.
And so you came, fell in.
Oh, it's a desire demon!
Not again. You have a knack for stumbling into traps, don't you?
To think, my entire existence, I have sought a mortal mate.
Yeah, it's definitely a big titty demon.
And now one walks right into my lair.
So, there was no girl at all. Pity.
As soon as we started being sassy, they just put those at the top. Do you truly think you can defeat me?
You'll never control me, fiend. I knew what you
were. Oh, shall see. I thought you said that with such gusto. I thought that's the one you wanted.
Show us.
Oh no! That's not a big titty demon.
Oh, it looks like a really sickly version of the Snow White hat. A hunger demon?
Hunger demon, nom nom.
So this ends up being a hunger demon.
Mm-hmm, yes. You know, I always imagined a hunger demon to be like this grotesque, like kind of like a broodmother looking thing.
I'm just imagining with a huge mouth.
Or like Pac-Man.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, ah!
Yeah, but with like fleshy.
God, Pac-Man would be such a disturbing creature if he were real.
If he was like fleshy?
Yes. Actually, you know what? Pac-Man would love it here.
Ew.
Because they're all ghosts.
Doesn't he hate ghosts? He runs away from them.
He eats them, though.
Sometimes.
Sometimes when he has the dot.
Anyway, so we have to beat her up and then she dies.
So quick and simple.
So it's like, nonchalant.
So we have to beat her up and dies.
Yeah.
She dies.
And we make our way through this crypt into other areas of the fade. And we eventually make it to this like village looking area. But the people here are real.
Halt! Who enters the Black Marsh?
Are you a real person? Because I can't deal with this again.
This isn't still the Black Marsh, is it?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Who are you?
Who are you? Are you a demon?
Should I say that?
Yeah, who are you?
I don't remember any longer.
Aww.
We've been here so long at her mercy. I almost forget what it was like before. There is a spirit that's come to free us.
He was his tone really changed.
Only that were possible.
Okay.
Okay.
I have more questions.
Demons often attack the village.
Wait, is this a whole village?
We've been fending them off.
People. Do people just live here?
Incarnate. The countless evils I've seen her perpetrate in there.
Who?
I'm ashamed to
even. Do these people live in the Fade?
She orders our children.
Are we sure these are just not souls?
So she can. No!
Is what heaven's like?
Mistress, I promise.
God, I hope not. This is depressing.
Try to be good, mistress.
Wait, again? Who's this mistress?
Yeah, who? So we start talking to this villager.
Mm-hmm.
It's so weird. We were talking about, how would this place look? It's probably always in the dark. But now it's in the day and it's quite lovely. Granted,
it's lighter than it was when it was outside of the fade.
And also granted, the roofs of the dilapidated buildings that we saw are actually not Spanish style. And you can clearly tell that the main mansion is in Spanish style. Look at the roof. Look at the roof, Spanish style.
So to clarify, so this village in the Fade looks exactly like the Black Marsh outside the Fade.
Yes.
And it has all the villagers that must have been missing from the Black Marsh, but they're just here and they keep talking about this mistress who they're under the reign of. And so we're walking around, it's very mysterious, but then we find a group of villagers. This is close to home for Beyond the Dead. Because there's a group of villagers just yelling with pitchforks outside the mansion.
You know what? It's perfect that this mission was done after that moment with Andrea and her villagers. I feel like this would be such a beautiful moment if we were able to do like...
Because she sees the other side.
Yeah. And
Except the other day is not as bad as we're going to learn this mistress is.
Yes.
But in fact, she's not bad at all. I'll tell you that right now. But anyway, so these villagers are upset and there's a spirit there with them. And he's kind of leading them to kind of like build up the courage to fight for themselves.
The mansion will not protect you.
The mansion?
Come out and face your crime.
You're
holding we aren't afraid of you any longer. Witch hides. Break down the door.
Who's the witch?
Be cautious, my friends.
Who's that on the other side?
Has power within her lair.
Who's the spirit?
Well, knows it. We rush in.
Is he like the leader of this village? Is a spirit?
And who comes now? More minions of the Baroness, or yet more helpless souls she has tormented?
Do I look like a helpless soul?
Who is this Baroness? Oh wait, should we just say we are the Grey Wardens? We are the Grey Wardens, brought here against our will.
I cannot say what a Grey Warden is, but clearly you are a stranger. Perhaps
no.
It is a sign.
How long have they been in state like
an Orlesian sent by the Baroness?
Oh God!
He's come to slay us.
Wait, good people.
How do you know?
We know nothing.
Oh,
of
maybe
this
she has an accent.
Orlesian, let us not act with haste. I am justice. I have watched this place.
I am justice.
Okay, Batman.
Once we lived in the real world and the Baroness ruled over us. She took our children and used their blood to work dark and evil magic.
And when we burned down her mansion, she cast one final spell that brought our spirits here.
So
we have to help these people. It must be terrible to be trapped in this gray, lifeless
world. So they are
real
people.
We have no quarrel with this Baroness. I suggest we move on and leave these people to their business.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Morgan.
I was about to say, I don't need Morgan 2.0 here.
She literally
being
is.
The Grey Warden appears to make you an able sort, and thus your aid would be
most welcome. We met her at some, like, ruins, too.
That's true.
I would gladly help. We should help him.
This spirit, who is the spirit of justice.
Oh, my God. It's like he's literally the... just the representation of justice.
He's the embodiment of justice. And he explains to us the situation. So inside of the mansion is the Baroness. And she's the person who... she stole the children of all the people in the village. And then you killed them for power. And used that to send them all to the Fade. Because they burned down her mansion. And so that's how they ended up here. That's why everything's all burned down in the actual, like, real world. And so, after explaining this to us, we explain to Justice that, like, our situation here.
Oh my God.
What?
This is like the plot to Silent Hill.
Is it?
So you said that these villagers burned down her mansion, and the lady of the mansion cursed them to be in this other realm.
Yeah.
This is like Silent Hill.
Really?
That's what happens in the movie, at least. The little girl gets burned by a cult who thinks she's a witch.
Okay.
And then she burns them, and they are stuck in her nightmare realm.
Oh my God.
Where she has demons that torture them. And it's fantastic. And you're supposed to side with her.
And when was that out?
That was out in
2006.
Yes!
Okay, so that did come first. God damn it.
There we go. This is ripping off stuff. Well, at least this looks fine. Like, Silent Hill's hell.
Yeah, this doesn't seem too bad. It suck that they're being held captive by a Baroness in the Fade.
Mm-hmm.
But at least they're not, I don't know.
I mean, they're in the Fade. They can't just, like, beat the shit out of her.
I guess not. I mean, she's powerful.
I mean, like, what?
And she's in the mansion. And maybe they're afraid of her.
What else can she do?
Hurt them? She has magic. I don't know.
I mean, like...
So, well, we'll find out what else she can do. Because we agree to help them.
How many years have we been held here?
Take heart, good woman. Justice will see you avenged.
Good woman.
Justice will see you avenged.
Me!
If this wrong is to be undone, we will need your aid.
Should we help him?
Yeah, I would gladly help you.
Then we have the numbers to challenge the Baroness directly.
Ooh, a direct challenge. I like the sound of that.
Look,
less talk, more killing.
I want his ass.
We waste our time with these cattle?
Oh my God!
The spirit knows the secrets of this place. He can help us.
Uh-huh.
Very well. If you're certain.
I am certain, Villana.
My
I don't need her fucking sass. We're gonna get rid of her and bring Anders.
Yeah. Now that everyone's all riled up and ready to go, Justice enters with a lot of stealth and tact by kicking down the gate to the mansion.
Oh shit!
The guy just runs away.
So after we kick down the door and rush in, the Baroness comes out to address us very calmly. Yeah. And she has a weird accent.
She has a really weird accent. It's like, it's bizarre. And she has her two little, like, what are they, wraith demons?
I think they're the Lakitus. They're like ash wraiths.
Are they the Lakitus? They are the Lakitus. I think they are. They are the Lakitus.
Okay. Yeah. Because they have the dust clouds beneath them. Yes. And she comes out and she's very calm, actually, and she addresses us.
My. All that shouting outside, and now you finally decided to barge in without even a proper invitation.
What's with the accent?
What does that
mean? Under proper invitation.
You will release these poor folk and submit yourself to justice.
Oh my god, I love this!
Is that what you're calling it? What of their punishment? Burning my home to the ground and me within it.
Because you were stealing our children, using their blood to feed your vanity.
As was my due. You lived on my land. Your blood was mine, just as your lives are now.
Okay, just, do you know a way to get back across the
veil? Do you know a way to get back across the veil?
You actually said that? We're not even gonna engage in the conversation.
What's this? The pathetic fools have managed to recruit yet more sympathizers?
We are no longer alone, Baroness. Your reign ends here.
Yeah.
As it happens, I am no longer...
Oh my god.
So the first comes up from behind the Baroness, waiting for his dramatic reveal. I don't know why he didn't walk out with her in the first place.
Because you can't just have, you know, oh, he just shows up like willy-nilly as he walks. And no. This is about presentation. He wants to be the shock.
You have to have the dramatic reveal.
Mm-hmm.
These Darkspawn are smart now, and that's a priority of theirs.
Yes.
Is to make a show. So he comes out from behind and he reveals to be her lackey of the day. And he dresses us too.
My path back across the
He's like Pete.
You're just gonna ally yourself with whoever, whatever evil person happens to be around.
Looks like these boys are going down the road.
Oh my god, you should choose your pets more carefully, Baroness.
Ooh.
I like that.
Instead, I should have chosen you, mortal.
Yes, like a stab in the back.
We must be ending this. No. The Grey Warden, it is more dangerous than you know.
Oh, as you wish, creature. Slay them, and you shall have the reward you requested.
Enough! The battle is joined.
Justice!
No!
To kick off this fight, the Baroness incapacitates Justice, which is what she would like to do. But thankfully, we're here to carry out Justice's work.
Yeah, please. This is kind of like, as we joke, that he's like Pete.
From Kingdom Hearts.
From Kingdom Hearts. And this kind of feels like a Kingdom Hearts-like battle, because they took our, like, a person that could clearly help us.
Yeah.
And it's like, you can't get him now!
Yeah.
Fight me!
Yeah. This is very much like a Kingdom Hearts boss battle cutscene. And so we defeat the first very easily, in fact. And we have the help of all the other villagers anyway with us, just not Justice. And after the fight, the first is still alive and the Baroness is still alive, and basically she's upset with him for failing.
We did it!
You fool! Why haven't you defeated them?
They are too much. It must be sending me back through the veil. Now, before it is too late.
Oh, I will sunder the veil, all right. I'll send them all back. But you, your life is going to provide the power.
Oh.
No.
He can run away!
So, we defeated little bastard.
Yeah.
The first, and evil Baroness Lady uses his life force to have us sent back through the veil.
Yeah, I guess she was just like, I don't want to deal with these mother effers anymore. So she's just like, I know how to get rid of them.
What do you think she does all day? like,
threaten people.
Like what's the point of getting revenge if you're gonna be stuck with these
people? She's just like alone with demons. But anyway, she sends us back to the real world.
You know, at least the first is dead. I want to kill her.
We didn't even kill the first. Or her.
I thought this was all...
This wasn't a very happy ending.
It's not a happy ending.
Oh, shit.
Oh, we're back. That was the quickest trip through the fade.
So we're back in the real world.
Yeah, right where we were whisked from, where we put back.
Yes, and as we return, Christoph's body is glowing.
Yeah, his dead body was right there, right where we were whisked. Now it's glowing white light.
Oh! Christoph? Christoph? Wait, is he waking up? What happened? Is he Justice?
So Christoph's dead body rises up and gets up off the ground and then looks around for a bit, very perplexed. And he starts talking to us, and Manny kind of figures out the situation.
Oh, yes, yes.
This is the world of mortals.
It's him!
Beyond the veil. And this is a mortal body of flesh. I am trapped within.
Oh, the spirit of justice? How did you get here?
The witch sundered the veil in her haste. All of us were drawn through. She has returned to this realm as well. Can you not kill it?
Now we can kill it.
The Baroness is nearby.
We've defeated her once already.
You misunderstand.
Oh.
The Baroness, she is not immortal as you are, or as were the villagers she kept trapped.
Oh.
There was such a mortal once. But now, that is a demon of pride. She assumed that role long ago to feed from the mortal she trapped.
Pride, demon.
But here, in your world, here she will be quite
sad. Oh, she got a little gross. Wouldn't she need to possess a body like you?
I do not know why I am in this body. It was not by choice, I assure you. The veil is sundered, and the tears must be closed lest they continue to spill demons out into this world. I can alter your weapons for a time, allowing them to drive back the Fade's magic. But if we are to deal with the Baroness, we must move swiftly.
Ooh, this is cool. Give it to me.
Oh!
Oh my god, we're so strong. At this point, Christoph, well, not Christoph, Justice.
Justice.
Joins our party.
Yes, Justice in Christoph's body. What are the implications of this? Oh.
Who the fuck knows?
Who the fuck knows? But we're going to discover that together, folks.
I think we are.
Oh. But after that, we see a cutscene. We're not the only ones who have returned. No.
Well, he tells us, like, oh, she should be here.
Mm-hmm.
She must be taking on her true demonic form and whatnot. And so we do see her when we make our way to the mansion, and she doesn't look like the demon. So I guess Justice was just wrong, but she's walking around kind of gloating.
I mean, she's just herself.
She just looks the same way she was.
So you know what? You know what I'm happy about?
What?
She's at least away from those poor villager people. Like, yeah, they're stuck in the fade, but you know what? They got rid of her. And they're probably happy.
Yeah, but now I have to live in the fade.
I mean, eventually everyone's going to have to get there.
But they're not dead. They're just trapped.
Everybody else was just complaining about her. I mean, the only one that was really distraught was paint me like one of your French girls, lady.
The one screaming.
The one screaming.
I mean, it's sad that none of them are going to be able to, like, live in the real world.
Oh, but they have each other.
But do they even like each other?
Eventually.
Does time pass in the fade?
No, because it's eternity.
So, can they have sex and have children?
Oh, I'm pretty sure you can. Not have children,
but
at least?
That was my concern. Because they had children, and then they were sacrificed by the mistress.
I think they can't have children, but they can have sexual intercourse.
Oh, I'm sure they can have sex, but it's just sad that, like...
Well, just imagine... Let's just think about it. Imagine the places you can go in the fade. Because, I mean... All the places you'll go. I mean, it could just be, like, this crappy area. But you know what? This area
mm-hmm.
in the fade yeah. looks much better than the realistic than the others. Version.
Yeah, they might as well stay there. But, yeah. See, my issue is just that, like, I've never really thought of what it must be like for someone to be stuck in the fade forever without dying. To just be, like, alive and you're stuck in the fade forever.
I feel like, wouldn't you die being that stuck in the fade for a while?
Can they even come back? Like, are their bodies dull decayed?
I don't know. Well, this bitch came back.
Yeah, but she's eventually going to be like, oh, I'm just so powerful that I could assume this form.
True.
If I want to. So I think she kind of explains it away.
Yeah.
But anyway, so she's here. The others aren't. And she's going to instigate a fight once she's done rambling.
Hello.
This is the world of mortals.
Of mortals?
How very dull
it's turning thistle.
So immutable and unchanging.
I thought you were human before.
Yet, I have crossed the veil. The spirits will watch in envy as the mortals of this realm bow down.
She is basically like
that. That will not happen, demon.
Meryl Streep and Mary Poppins turns.
Ah, it seems I was not the only one to be drawn here. How very tiresome.
Okay, how is it you're even here without a body?
I have harnessed the power of those fools trapped in our realm for an eon. My true form has substance here.
Well, that's fine.
I had no idea I could enter the mortal world this way. Had I known... Oh, but I am here now, yes? Soon I will be queen, as this world deserves. And you? You will be the first of my subjects.
Jesus. What the fuck? Oh, well.
The Baroness transforms into a hideous... monster.
Yeah.
She kind of looks like she's a demon looking thing. She looks like she's made of tree bark.
Yeah. Justice said that she's now a pride demon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's super tall and big and, like you said, tree barkish.
Yeah.
Like bipedal with big old arms. It goes, ah!
Yeah.
Try to punch you. But she's very large. And so we are faced with killing her. And I don't know why this is my reaction to it, but yeah, we do. Manny's not super happy about it.
No.
Whoa! Oh, no! What the hell?
I do not like that, Brandon. I do not like the fact that it is me who has to deal with this.
the Baroness. Oh my! Oh, she talks. You will fall by my hand.
We defeated the Baroness after this initial kind of chaos from us first seeing the demon. But we're able to pull ourselves together and do it.
Yeah, I'm glad. I was very scared because I was playing. And I got a little scared every time we do a boss battle. I'm like, oh God, this is going to take forever.
Yeah, it does take quite a while, but we do end up doing it.
Yeah.
And there's something else interesting that I just came across.
Okay, go right ahead.
So we know our friend, the first.
Yes.
Right. So apparently, if you refuse to help Justice... while in the Fade, like, refuse to help them confront the Baroness, you can side with the Baroness and be like, oh, I'll side with you, and you could take me back home. And if you do, the first will fight alongside Justice.
Oh my God. So he's just always against you.
Yeah, he just sides with someone strong to fight you. It doesn't matter who, so long as they're fighting you. And after you... after you side with the Baroness, you can choose to betray her, and if you do, the first switch sides to the Baroness. So like whatever you do, he'll just automatically switch to the opposite.
Oh my God.
And so if you side with the Baroness, it's like the Baroness will be like, oh, like, you helped me, whatever, I will now send you home. So that's okay. the way you get home that way. And she still uses the first to do it. Because in our situation, it's like the first failed her, now she'll use him.
Yeah.
But in the other sense, it's like, oh, you defeated him and he's weakened. Now I'll use him to send you back. So that's basically how that goes. But yeah, apparently the first can side with Justice. And you, I guess, kill Justice as part of the fight with the Baroness.
You kill a ghost. You kill a spirit.
Yeah, at least you can kill spirits. Same way you can kill demons.
True.
Yeah. But we just killed a demon.
Mm.
Isn't that great?
That... it's grand. I love doing
that. Grand. But on the bright side... after we kill her, we get to talk to Justice and see if he'd like to join us moving forward.
May the victims of that woman's madness rest in peace, wherever they have gone to now.
I'm probably still in Fade. You don't know where they went?
No, the spirits believe there is a place beyond the Fade. But we have no more answers to such things than you.
Oh, so it's just the same as regular religion.
It seems I cannot return to the Fade. I am... trapped here, in the body of this Grey Warden. There are memories within this poor man's mind. They're difficult to see.
You have his memories?
But he was a Grey Warden? He was slain by the Darkspawn. The one called the First?
Oh, he's dead.
That's sad. The Darkspawner who the Grey Wardens fight.
And that was your pursuit when you were tricked into the Fade. Yes, I understand now. It seems I am at a loss.
I know. Oh, that's an interesting...
And have only a few memories of this Grey Warden to draw from. I do not wish to die.
Aww.
What shall I do, mortal?
Join me!
You seem to be a creature of good character, and you are of this world. Can you advise me?
Join me.
Join me. The body you inhabit belonged to a Grey Warden. I'm sure he'll figure something out. Good luck with that.
Oh my god!
Join me.
You mean continue this mortal's mission as a Grey Warden? It was a Darkspawn who murdered this mortal most... ignobly.
Most ignobly.
And the ones that commanded it yet live.
Is he gonna look like that?
To avenge his
death. That is kind of worrying. Yes, we should give him like a nice helmet that covers up his deadness.
Very well. I will join you, Grey Warden, if you will allow it.
I will. Should I call you Christoph then? No, I want to call him Justice.
That is not my name. I have no name. Only a virtue to which I aspire.
The virtue of Justice.
If I need a name, then use that. I am Justice.
Yay!
And for now, I am pleased to travel to your side, Grey Warden.
Oh my god.
I am Justice. Oh my god, we literally have Justice by our side. Justice approves +8.
So ends episode 110 of Enchantment Origins.
And you know what? It wasn't the most plot heavy.
It really wasn't.
But you know what? I had fun.
Yeah.
With the Baroness. I had fun with the First, aka Pete.
Maleficent.
We also mentioned Maleficent here too.
We did mention Maleficent. This is a Kingdom Hearts-esque episode.
And it kind of is. And it's in Florida. No, it's not Kingdom Hearts-esque. It's Disney-esque.
This episode is sponsored by Disney.
I wish
I get that fucking Disney money.
We've never gotten sponsored by Disney.
Oh my god.
Disney
would never sponsor us, Brandon.
We're probably the podcast that like there's a ratio. So, of the podcasts that promote Disney, we're probably the one that, like, infringes on their copyrights the least.
Yeah, it's true. Oh, my God. But, yes, yeah, so, before we go with our old, you know, our spiel, let's do our Amazon recommendations.
Yay!
All right, Brandon.
Would you like to go first?
I will go first.
Yeah.
So, a couple of months ago, Brandon. You know, my room, I had my TV mounted on my wall. It was way too high and I did not like it. But I don't want to just put my television on its regular stand. I want it to be lifted, hoisted up into the air.
Okay.
So, what did I buy, Brandon? I brought...
I don't know.
The Kanto TTS-100 tabletop TV stand. It is actually a very nice table stand. It supports televisions, flat screen televisions from 37 inches to...
Wait, so is it like it's on the table, but it lifts the TV
but
up?
But it's up. So like,
okay.
So it's like...
it's not a wall mount.
It's not a wall mount. It's like a wall mount, but it's not in your wall. It's up, it's on...
I actually didn't notice that it wasn't a wall mount.
Oh, it wasn't a wall mount. No. Oh my God, but see? It has the effect.
Oh my
it has
God.
The effect of a wall mount.
It is
fully, you could turn it, you could do anything with it.
Yeah.
You could adjust the height.
Yeah.
So I don't have to keep it at that height
and
that
I want.
And
you know what?
What?
You always see exactly what a word is instead of mistaking.
Oh my God, words. For the past couple of months while playing Dragon Age, I could not read anything. I don't know.
When we first started playing.
Yeah, I couldn't read anything because my TV was so high up on the wall. And then once I changed it up and we played in my room and I put it on that TV mount, I could read everything. I was like, oh, I have the sight back. So it was wonderful. I love it. It's not too heavy. It was easy to assemble.
Yay.
And it's great. It looks nice. It looks sleek. You put it on a good table. It looks great.
Yeah, you have it on a good table.
Again, it supports 37 inches to 60 inches. So if you are 61 inches, too fucking bad.
Yeah.
It is currently, I think...
I mean, if you're 61 inches, I feel like you have your entertainment system figured out.
Yeah, you have that shit on the wall, probably.
It's like, I don't know where to put this. It's like 60 plus inch TV.
But it was $89.99 for me. It's really good. You know,
most expensive thing.
That is the most expensive thing, but you know what? It's worth it. And I like it.
1%ers out there.
I like it. I mainly bought it not only because I was getting tired of my TV on the wall. I'm a person who likes to move their room around.
Yeah.
At a abnormal amount of time.
Yeah, you move your room around so much. Like, literally, you will walk in one day, and then you walk in the next time you visit Manny, and it's a completely different setup, and you have to rearrange like your entire idea of what's where.
Because it's I don't know.
I haven't rearranged my room since I was like 4.
Brandon, I like the freedom of changing things around.
Yeah, I get that. What does your therapist have to say about that?
I don't know.
Have you ever brought that up with your therapist?
I've never brought that up.
I think that actually is good insight.
I should probably ask you, like, why do you think I move stuff around often? Maybe because I don't have control over my life and moving my room around is where I have full control.
And then she just goes, no, it's just because you're weird.
Oh, well, then I'm leaving.
That was my second guess. No. You also need a better therapist if she says that. My turn. Okay, so I'm going to recommend the Quest chocolate chip protein cookie.
Okay, Brandon, I'm going to put like 18 gold stars for that. The Quest chocolate chip cookies, protein cookies. Guys, you want something healthy, you want something good, you get the Quest protein cookies. They're so good.
We've mentioned them on the show. Not like explicitly, but we've said like, oh, I could go for a protein cookie.
They're so good because, like, you know, there are some protein snacks. No,
they're delicious. And they're the size of like, if you were to buy like a single chocolate chip cookie at a bakery, like that's the size that
they are.
It's
a good size.
But they're like, they're good. I mean, they don't taste like a regular cookie. Like, I'm not going to lie to you and be like, it tastes like a regular sugary cookie. Like, after eating these, I really like them. And when I eat regular cookies, I'm like, this is so sugary.
Yes.
But they have a lot of protein. They have, like, 15 grams of protein. Yeah, 50 grams of protein. They're really good. I like the chocolate chip flavor, but they got chocolate peanut butter, double chocolate chip, oatmeal raisin, peanut butter, snickerdoodle.
Ooh.
But I like the chocolate chip ones, and I think they're actually the cheapest ones too.
They are, because I've had the peanut butter ones and they're a little bit more pricey.
Yeah. So there you go. That's my recommendation. Mm. And you know what? Ever since I ate themses, I don't know what's happened. But I'd like
them. I mean, Brandon, you have developed good muscles.
Thank you.
In your arms.
Thank you
so
much.
In your chest, in your back.
Thank you so
legs.
Much. Every time I feel bad about myself, I eat one of these, and then I continue feeling bad about myself. Oh, so Brent. Thank you for that.
No problem, Ben. They're working for you.
Now I
great.
Finally have something to feel good about.
Oh.
That's
not true. You are very blessed.
I'm a positive person. I try to be. You know, every day I go out into the world and I think, how can I make the world a better place? And now I did it. I recommend a Quest.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. So as a reminder, you can find these things on enchantmentcast.com/rex. That's R-E-C-S. And I really should also make it R-E-X, but I haven't done it yet. Maybe by the time this goes up.
Maybe. Well, I mean, recommended is R-E-C-S.
I know, but I always say enchantment rex, like enchantmentcast.com/rex. And rex tells me R-E-X.
Okay.
So I feel like I always have to be like Rex, R-E-C-S, but that's just like extra time and we're all about efficiency.
But are we about bad grammar? Bad spelling?
No, but it's a joke. It's a pun.
Okay. I love you, Brandon. Stop.
Okay, so in addition to that, we have our website, which is enchantmentcast.com, and we have a whole bunch of other shit that can be found through the website. You can follow us on Twitter at EnchantmentCast, Facebook at EnchantmentCast, email us at EnchantmentPodcast@gmail.com.
That's right.
You can shop, EnchantmentCast.com/shop. Ooh. And from now on, if I say slash something, just know that it's EnchantmentCast.com/.
Yes.
Okay? So, shop/shop. You can find t-shirts and other apparel. Discord/Discord. Patreon/Patreon. Apple Podcasts, where you can rate and review us. /apple.
You know, I'm shocked that we could put an apple in a slash, but we couldn't put a Redbubble.
We can. Do you just feel like Redbubble's just so long? Like, slash shop is so much more.
It's true.
And you don't even have to know that our shop is Redbubble to click it.
True.
You just slash shop. I want to shop EnchantmentCast. I guess I'll go to EnchantmentCast.com/shop, and you're there.
You're right there. It's so convenient.
Yeah. You can even go to us on Spotify, on /Spotify.
Oh.
I'm doing my best here.
You're doing the best job.
Hey, Queen. This is going to be the Queen, Michelle Obama video.
You've done it again.
Constantly raising the bar for us all and doing it flawlessly. All right. That about wraps it up. I hope you enjoyed today. I know today was like, of the Awakening episodes, I feel like this was the filler one. You know?
I mean, we've
I mean, we gained a new, like,
we have a new
member,
person.
And we learned a little bit more about the mother, I guess. But like, we kind of knew that stuff already.
Yeah. But next week. Oh. Well, in 2 weeks is the Awakening finale. Oh, what's going to happen? What are we going to do?
Intrigue.
Viandrea's adventure will continue in the finale
of Enchantment
Awakening.
Origins. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Manny.
And thank you for listening to Enchantments.
And enjoy the rest of your stay here at Disney's Magic Kingdom.